Srivas Thakur said to Lord Chaitanya, Mukunda Dutt is in great anguish. He wants to know, will there ever be a time when he will be allowed to see you again? And Lord Chaitanya, in a thunderous voice, proclaimed, he will see me after 10 million births. Of this, there is no doubt. When Mukunda Dutt heard this, that after 10 million births, he would see the Lord, he was splashed with bliss. He leaped in the air, dancing ecstatically, tears pouring out of his eyes. I will see, I will see, I will see, after 10 million births, I will see, I will see, I will see. When Lord Chaitanya saw his faith in his words, the Lord said, bring Mukunda at once. The devotees went to, first Lord said, Mukunda, come, come. But Mukunda was too much in trance, waiting 10 million births. So the Lord told the devotees, you bring him. So the devotees said, Mukunda, the Lord wants to see you now. Come, come, come. But Mukunda was not an external consciousness. He was just dancing. I will see, after 10 million births, I will see. So they actually had to pick him up and carry him and put him right in front of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Chaitanya said, Mukunda, Mukunda saw him. The Lord said, all of your offenses have been broken to pieces. Why? Because you had complete faith in my words. I said, after 10 million births, you will see me. And because you had such implicit faith in the words I spoke, through that faith, all of the offenses have been crushed into powder. Actually, Mukunda, you have never committed offense, you hadn't made an offense, and you will never commit offense. Everything has been excused because of your faith in my words. Now, Mukunda, ask for any benediction. Mukunda Dutt was so happy. He was so happy. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him that he was his eternal associate. Mukunda Dutt began to offer prayers. He said, my Lord, the power of devotional service gives one the capacity to find happiness in seeing you. But I have no faith. I have no faith in the processes of devotional service, and I have no love for you. But still, due to your causeless mercy, I am happy seeing you. Although I am as worthless as a pile of ashes, I have no faith, I have no devotion, still I see you and I am happy. Duryodhana saw with his eyes the universal form of Krishna. But because he had no devotion, he was very sad. He was in anxiety. There was no happiness in seeing that form. In fact, he and his whole family was destroyed because he had no devotion. Then he gave example of Hiranyaksha. Hiranyaksha saw your beautiful form of Varahadev. But because he had no devotion, he felt no happiness. He was destroyed by that form. And his brother, Hiranyakashipu, he saw that merciful, opulent form of Lord Narasingadev. but because he had no devotion. He found no happiness in seeing you. Rather, he was destroyed by you. But still, my Lord, although I have no faith and no devotion, I am finding great happiness upon seeing you. When Krishna went to Vidarbha, he was seen by Rukma and all of the kings. At that time he came, you came, my Lord, you came to steal Rukmini. They all saw you with their eyes. But because they had no devotion, they were feeling great distress in you. And ultimately you defeated all of them. I have no devotion, my Lord. But still I'm happy to see you. This is your causeless, inconceivable mercy. Kubja, just a hunchback maidservant. She found happiness in seeing you. And when you were in Mathura, the garland maker, he also found great happiness in seeing you. But at the same time, Kamsa, he found no happiness in seeing you because he had no devotion. My Lord, I am as useless as a pile of ashes, but still you are allowing me to see you and find happiness. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then actually, Mukunda Dutt explained the glories of devotional service. He says that by the power of devotional service, Ananta Shesha is holding all the universes on his heads and there's nothing even supporting him. And he's so busy chanting your holy names that he doesn't even know the universes are on his heads. Mm-hmm. By the power of devotional service, Narada Muni is the greatest of all Vaishnavas, giving pure devotional service to so many others. By the power of devotional service, Lord Shiva is able to give auspiciousness to everyone. By the power of devotional service, Vedavyas overcame his confusion, wrote Srimad Bhagavatam, and distributed the highest treasure to the world. But I am so unfortunate that I have no devotion. But still, you allow me to see you and be happy. Lord Chaitanya was so happy. He said, Mukunda Dutt, whatever you are speaking, I have personally put those words in your mouth. Yes, one can only find happiness in seeing me if one's heart has love. Devotion. I will give an example. When I was in Mathura, I went to that washerman tailor. I went to the tailor. And I asked him for some clothes. Do you know that tailor? He performed millions of births of tapasya. Millions of births of pious activities, religious activities, and severe tapasya. And the reward of all of that is he was allowed to see me. But because he had no devotion, he blasphemed me. He criticized me. I gave him the chance to serve me, and he rejected it. Therefore, I cut off his head with my hand. It is only by devotion that one can find happiness in seeing my transcendental form. Mukunda Dutt, I grant you this benediction. Unalloyed pure devotion. I grant you the benediction that whenever you sing, the entire assembly of Vaishnavas' hearts will melt in ecstatic love. I give you the benediction that whenever I incarnate, you will always be there as my singer. I give you the benediction that you will always be most dear to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and intimately dear and loved by all the Vaishnavas. When he gave that benediction to Mukunda Dutt, all the devotees in great joy cried out, Harivo! Vrindavan Das Thakur gives a benediction that whoever hears this narration will attend the kirtan of Mukunda Dutt and hear him sing. And whoever finds happiness in hearing this narration will see Lord Chaitanya face to face. Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki. When Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was to take sannyas, he informed Nityananda Prabhu, Mukunda, Chandrasekhar, Gadadhar, Mukunda Dutt went to Katwa. He actually went to Katwa for the sannyas initiation. And Lord Chaitanya had Chandrasekhar Acharya perform the rituals, and he had Mukunda Dutt leading the kirtan for his sannyas initiation. And later on, he was an associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Sri Jagannath Puri. Today, sitting at the Bhajan Kutir in the home of Mukunda Dutt in Chattagram, we pay our most grateful obeisances, begging for his mercy. We would now like to speak about Mukunda Dutt's brother from Chattagram, Vasudev Dutt. We are sitting in front of Vasudev Dutt's Bhajan Kutir. What can we say about such a personality? With your permission, we'll try to say something. He was a regular participant in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's wonderful Navadvip Leela. When Lord Chaitanya went to Jagannath Puri, Vasudev Dutt with the other devotees of Bengal came to Puri to meet the Lord. In one instance, Lord Chaitanya was in Gambira amongst his devotees. He would welcome the devotees there by embracing them, bathing them with tears, and then after the 4 months of Chaturmasya that they would stay, he would embrace them and bathe them with the tears as he would see them off. On one occasion, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to speak about Vasudev Dutt. It is described by Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, the author of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, that when Lord Chaitanya was glorifying the attributes of Vasudev Dutt to the other devotees, he spoke as if he had 1,000 mouths. What does that mean, in essence? His enthusiasm. His enthusiasm to glorify this devotee was so intensely inspired by love that it was as if he was speaking about him with 1,000 mouths. Kaviraj Goswami says, nobody could glorify the devotees like Lord Chaitanya. He was praising Vasudev Dutta in such incredible examples and stories and ways. The devotees were in ecstasy, but Vasudev Dutt held his head down in shame. And then he spoke. With folded palms and tears in his eyes, Vasudev Dutt spoke to the Lord. Please hear his words. He said, "Oh, my dear Lord, you have incarnated into this world to deliver all conditioned souls. That is your mission. That is your mercy. You are independent and you are supreme. Whatever you desire, you have the power to fulfill that desire. I have a petition to present to you. And I am begging you, with all my heart, kindly fulfill my request. My heart breaks when I see the suffering conditioned souls in this world. My heart breaks to see people suffering due to forgetfulness of you. I pray, my Lord, grant me this one benediction. Let all the sins of all living beings in the entire universe fall on my head and give them all liberation in your eternal service." Let me suffer perpetually in hellish conditions. But give all living beings liberation. When Lord Chaitanya heard Vasudev Dutt speaking from the core of his heart, Lord Chaitanya cried tears. He was speechless. Hearing the words of Mukunda Dutt, Lord Chaitanya was crying incessantly. His hairs were standing on end. His limbs were trembled. Lord Chaitanya's heart melted. And with a choked up, faltering voice, he responded. Vasudev Dutt, it is not surprising. It is not astonishing that you are speaking the way you are. For you are the incarnation of Prahlad. Your compassion, your desire to liberate all living entities will certainly be fulfilled by Krishna. Because one who has such pure love and pure desire as you, Krishna must fulfill his desire. Yes, all living beings in the universe will be liberated, but you do not have to suffer in hell perpetually. Why would Krishna do that to such a loving, intimate, and dear devotee as you? Just on the basis of your desire, all living beings will be freed from all their karma and given liberation. Then the Lord explained that if there is one yes universe, what is the loss to Krishna? There are so many universes, just like if one fruit falls from the Udumbara tree, what is the loss to the tree? If one has a massive herd of plentiful, bountiful, milk-giving cows, if one loses one goat, what is the loss? Within this Viraja, which is like an ocean, in the Mahatattva, which is like a bowl, there are unlimited mustard seeds in the form of universes. If one such mustard seed falls out, what is the loss? On the basis of your desire, Vasudev Dutt, all living beings will be liberated in this universe. Srila Prabhupada quotes Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, who explains the nature of Vasudev Dutt's compassion. He compares Vasudev Dutt to Lord Jesus Christ, who is the savior of the Christian religion in the Western world. So Lord Jesus Christ, as a representative and servant of God, was so merciful that he actually took all the sins of his sincere followers. But Vasudev Dutt, he was willing to take the sins of every living being in the entire universe. By taking the sins, Lord Jesus Christ freed them of karmic reactions, but because they were still in this world, they could again commit sin and again become entangled. But Vasudev Dutt, he wanted to make everyone Vaishnavas and send them back to Godhead so they could never sin again. Not only did he take their sins, but he wanted to send them back to Godhead so they could never sin again. Therefore, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur explains, therefore, in comparison, the expression of mercy and compassion of Vasudev Dutt and Haridas Thakur were tens and thousands of times more. The nature of a Vaishnava is para-dukha-dukhi. That means to see others suffering is the greatest suffering for him or herself. Srila Prabhupada explains that the greatest service one can render to the Supreme Personality of Godhead is to be willing to suffer and make sacrifices for the spiritual welfare of others. Mahadev, Lord Shankar, is Vaishnavanam Yata Shambhu. He's great as Vaishnava. And what is the demonstration of his characteristic? He was willing to take that whole vast quantity of Kalakuta poison, hellish poison, concentrate it into such an intensive substance and drink it just so that other living entities would not have to suffer. That is Vaishnava. Vasudev Dutt, willing to make such sacrifices for the welfare of others. We can understand the glory of Srila Prabhupada by this example. Yes, he was living in Vrindavan, Radha Damodar temple, Seva Kunj, the place of Krishna's eternal Rasalila, and he left it all. Heart attack, seasickness, paralysis, diabetes. All of these things were because he was extending himself so intensely for our sake. Traveled around the world over 12 times at such an old age. At the beginning accepted ridicule, poverty, life was in danger. Compassion. The mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is compassion upon the fallen souls. And one who takes that mission to heart and is willing to make sacrifices, knowing that this will please the Lord. My making sacrifices for the welfare of others will please the Lord. And Thakur Bhakti Vinod explains the essence of religion is to show compassion to other living beings. Vasudev Dutt was unparalleled in his spirit of compassion. And it is for this reason that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would glorify him as if he had 1,000 mouths. When Lord Chaitanya went to Kumarahata, on his way back from Vrindavan attempt. He stayed at the house of Srivas Thakur there. And Shivananda Sen brought, Shivananda Sen came with Vasudev Dutt to see Lord Chaitanya. It is interesting, Vasudev Dutt was so compassionate that whatever money he had, he would just give away to everybody. Mm-hmm. Lord Chaitanya actually had to assign Shivananda Sen to look, oversee his finances. Otherwise he would give everything away immediately. When Vasudev Dutt came to Kumarahatta, he fell at Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's feet in such love. Lord Chaitanya picked him up and embraced him. And then he began to glorify him. Lord Chaitanya proclaimed that my body belongs to Vasudev Dutt. I am the property of Vasudev Dutt. I am his. My life is sold to Vasudev Dutt. And wherever he wants to sell me, I am sold. I proclaim this again and again and again. Have no doubt that my body is the property of Vasudev Dutt. I am Vasudev Dutt's man. I speak this again and again. Srila Prabhupada explains that Lord Chaitanya emphasized three times this principle. I am Vasudev Dutt's man. I am his property. And wherever he wants to sell me, I am sold. That is the nature of Lord Chaitanya's love and gratitude to a person who has this spirit of compassion to others. Para dukkha dukkhi. And it is this spirit that Srila Prabhupada demonstrated, and this spirit that Srila Prabhupada pleaded with us to inculcate very sincerely within our hearts. To make sacrifices for the welfare of others. That is really the spirit of servant. When we speak about the word das, this is what it means. When the spiritual master gives us das, that is the highest title. Vrindavan Das Thakur explains that there is no title superior than das, servant. Only after liberation from all material modes of nature can one actually live by this name properly, das. What is the meaning of servant? It means I am the property of the Prabhu, the master. Means putting the needs of the master before my own. And Srila Prabhupada explained, in Vaishnava society, every other devotee is Prabhu and I am Das, 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 Anudas. Gopi Bharatur Padakamalayora Das, Das, Anudas. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu aspires for that position. In this narration of Vasudev Dutt, we can understand what it really means to be Das. Lord Chaitanya descends to deliver the most fallen. The spiritual masters are assisting him in that mission. If we're really das, then we are willing to follow in the footsteps and make sacrifices to please them. By being instruments of their compassion in this world. This is a state completely free of any trace of envy. When one is actually non-envious, one becomes das das anudas. One becomes para dukkha dukkhi. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was saying, I am Vasudev Dutt's property. I am his man. I belong to him. All the devotees were in ecstasy. because they were not envious. The greatest joy for the devotees was to see another Vaishnav getting the supreme mercy of the Lord. Srila Prabhupada explains in this particular purport, in fact, that when real Vaishnavas see someone being empowered to show compassion to others, those devotees become glad. They do not become envious. Devotees' happiness is to see the Lord blessing others with good fortune. The devotees' happiness is to see the Lord empowering others to do great things. Never envious. It is that gracious heart that finds happiness in seeing the good fortune of others. That consciousness pleases Krishna. And envy whatever envy is in our heart, we should understand it's killing our relationship with Krishna. It's very distasteful and displeasing to Krishna. It's like poison. So what should we aspire for? We should aspire to follow in the footsteps of Vasudev Dat, Mukunda Dat, Pundarik Vidyanidhi, these great Vaishnavas who live for others and thus conquered the heart of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So in this very holy place of Chattagram, where we are so blessed to be in this beautiful night, let us fold our palms and very sincerely from our heart pray that we could honestly and earnestly endeavor in our life to follow in the footsteps of these great personalities. Pray that we can understand the true spirit of what it means to be the servant of the servant of the servant. Pray that we can really try to please Srila Prabhupada, the previous acharyas, and the Vaishnavas by being instruments of their compassion. That we can have the strength to make great sacrifices to help others receive the mercy of the Lord. Let us pray that we can truly be well-wishers of all the Vaishnavas and pray that all the Vaishnavas will receive the infinite mercy of the Lord. And let us personally be happy just offering them our humble, insignificant services. Let us pray at the lotus feet of Sri Vasudev Dutt, that by his blessing we can be honest, humble instruments of the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, the Vaishnavas, and Sri Nitai Gaurachandra.
Vanshakalpatarubhyascha kripasindubhya evacha potitanam pavanibhyo vaishnavibhyo namo namah.
This time we request His Holiness Indrajumana Swami Maharaj to speak something on this subject. I am speaking so many theoretical words, but he is a person whose life demonstrates very extraordinary realization of this subject.